As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Kristen, how are you mentally preparing for the emotional week you have ahead of you?
I haven't done any bit of preparing.
Good.
Zero.
Positive.
None.
Solid.
Nada.
Talk to your therapist.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I've just been, I think too, I for the first time, I thought about it yesterday because I put it on the schedule. And subconsciously, I think I've been busying myself so much so I wouldn't have to like think about it. And have been preoccupying my mind with other things so I don't have to think about the fact that I'm going back to my dad's house for the first time since he passed away. Mm. Yeah. So.
Somebody else living there?
Yes. That would be weird. my dad's widow, Claudia, yes, she still resides there. She still lives there. It's actually her place, technically. My dad, when he moved to this 55 and plus community down in Florida, and not the one that had the herpes outbreak or gonorrhea outbreak. That's the Villages. He did not live there. The Villages. All kinds of shenanigans go down there. He did not stay there. He's in another place. And he chose that place because he wanted to downsize. They had a 3-par golf course. He played golf every single day. Like, that was his jam.
You just want to establish that he was not in the epicenter of herpes.
Yes. Okay. I really do.
That's fair.
Yes.
Get that old. The man's got a legacy.
I can't protected. Say what happened after he got back from Vietnam, but I can tell you in his late 50s, early 60s, that was not the case. So he moved into this single wide, and he met Claudia across the street. They hit it off, and they became partners, and he ended up moving in with her.
Damn,
right?
You talk about destiny, man.
I know, really. Right. Like, he like literally moved in across the street from her, and they were a match made in heaven. So now, fast forward, you know, my husband and I, we got married in 2017, and it was later that year we found out that my dad had cancer, and he ended up passing away from lung cancer. And in some ways, it seems like yesterday, and in some ways, it seems like forever ago. But while I have been to Orlando and have trudged through MCO, which is the worst airport known to man.
Everybody says that.
Oh, it's so, I hate that airport. I have not been back to the home he shared with Claudia since he passed away. So the last time I was there was when my dad was on hospice, and I was actually like going through, you know, and after he passed away and going through the closet and gathering items to, you know, bring them back here. And, you know, Jimmy was not born yet. And now Jimmy is here, my son, and he's 3, named after my dad, James Robert. And I'm bracing myself, and I feel like I need to prepare, but I don't know how you prepare for something like that. Like, I've played it out a little bit in my head, and then I shook it off. Like, I can picture it, like, vividly, and I can see the cul-de-sac, and, you know, there at the end when he was out there with his walker, because an object in motion stays in motion. And we were trying to, like, you know, keep him in motion, which was very hard to do because the chemo and the chemo was just wrecked his body. But like walking onto that screened in porch and seeing the chair that he always sat in and knowing he's not there, like, it's just. And of course, we want to go see Claudia, and we have maintained a lovely relationship with her. and, you know, we're going down there to go to Disney. And I couldn't imagine going, you know, having a family trip down there and not stopping and saying hey and, you know, hanging out for a couple of days. So I'm just really trying to, like, brace myself, but I don't know how, because this will be the first time I go back there since he's no longer here.
Would it be more emotional for you if you're going back to a childhood home where you guys had all these memories growing up and stuff like that, rather than this one has more memories of almost pain than it does joy?
Well, I mean, it has both, because he lived there for so long. But yeah, I mean, I already did the childhood home thing. I did that a couple years ago at Thanksgiving and took Jimmy, and we got to go look at my old house, and there was the garage/barn looking garage that my dad had built, and then my old basketball hoop, which he had, like, concreted in, that he taught me how to play basketball on, like, you know, and those memories are bittersweet. And this one, I mean, we have beautiful memories there as well, but also, you know, it's where I watched him wither away and die. Because, I mean, the man was just skin and bones at the end. And I'm trying really hard. Mm. When you watch somebody, when you're a caregiver, because you were kind enough to let me take a one-way flight to Orlando. And I was there with my dad the entire time he was on hospice, right?
I didn't know you were going to be coming back.
Yeah. You were like, one-way ticket, yes, go. So I was able to borrow a studio down in Orlando and did the show from there. And so Claudia took the morning shift and sat with Dad, and then I took the afternoon shift and, you know, sat with him when he was on hospice. So, that it's when you watch somebody you love go through that, it's really hard to shake those images of them.
Yeah.
Because you want to remember them in their prime, right? And I always had my dad on a pedestal. Everybody knows I was a daddy's girl. And, you know, he called into the show and Jim had jokes, and he's just one of those people that you just love to be around. And I'm trying hard, and it's taken years, and grief is forever. I'm going to say this till the day I die on this show. Grief is forever. You just don't, like, the person dies and then all of a sudden it's just gone. No, the love is still there. So the pain's going to remain. And I'm just trying to really figure out how I'm going to navigate those couple of days. And I think it's going to be great to have Jimmy, because that's going to be another distraction in a good way. And I want him to see where, you know, where Pap lived.
I've had a little bit of a similar experience the last couple of weeks. So I'm getting a renovation done on my house right now. So I'm renting out this condo about 10 minutes from where I usually live. And the place that I rented just happens to be quarter mile from where my dad passed away, the old folks home that I put him in before he passed away. So I have to go back and forth in front of it like two or three times a day. And I don't have as many positive memories, because I don't have as many positive memories from my childhood with my dad as you did with yours. So whenever I pass that place, I feel like I am putting my foot on the accelerator so I don't have to remember the pain that I saw him in. As he deteriorated in those last couple of months.
Is you going there more so because you just want to make it convenient for his widow and you'll deal with it? Or is it a challenge that you feel like you absolutely need to do for your closure?
No, man, this is not a challenge that I wanted to set out for myself. You know, before Dad passed away, we had a conversation, and this was going to happen regardless, but he goes, please keep Claudia in your life after I'm gone. Because, you know, she was so good to him and she was good to us. And I was like, absolutely, of course. So we have maintained that relationship ever since he passed away. And it's one of those things that when we went to Orlando, that's where we stayed. So why would we not stay there when we go back down there again? So that's the reasoning. You all know, like, sometimes I cut, like, if I get in a really sad, dark place, like, you go even deeper. Like, this happens occasionally, like, you'll just out of the blue, no rhyme or reason, you'll have a bad grief day. I will just miss him immensely. And so I go to my phone and I pull up an old voicemail so I can hear his voice, which of course makes it like 10 times worse. And I'm just in bed like, you know, but that's what I do, because I need my body, my mind, and my soul needs that release. So I didn't set out to make this some kind of challenge for myself. It just, it kind of, it is what it is. And I'm going to have to find a way to cope and to deal.
Hey, The Bird Show.